From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Assad allies join talks on Syria. A White House spokesman said Wednesday the United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict in Syria. Diplomats from Russia and Iran, both of whom are allies of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, are due to attend multilateral talks later this week in Vienna. The United States says it has no intention to pursue long-term, large-scale ground combat operations against the Islamic State group. But Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday a change in strategy includes more airstrikes and possible ground assaults. White House Press Secretary Eric Schultz Wednesday backed up Carter's statement, making clear the United States retains the ability to conduct limited operations in Syria. Maine opposition candidate Edward Lowassa has rejected the results of Tanzania's presidential election, citing alleged fraud. Lowassa addressed a news conference Wednesday in Dar es Salaam, flanked by officials of parties that make up the opposition coalition. The latest official results from Tanzania's election commission show Lowassa trailing CCM ruling party candidate John Magufuli 59-40%. American soldiers have begun training units of Niger's army at the edge of the Sahara Desert. A U.S. military official calls it a new wave of military support for African states battling Boko Haram militants. The Nigerian army says its troops have rescued 338 people who were held captive by Boko Haram militants. An army spokesman says a unit freed the captives Tuesday during a raid on suspected Boko Haram camps along the edges of the Sambisa Forest in northeast Nigeria. This is VOA News. The seizure by police of one of Turkey's largest media organizations, critical of the ruling AKP party, just days before a general election, has provoked strong criticism. Dorian Jones reports.
Police used tear gas and pepper spray during the raid that has been condemned by all of Turkey's main opposition parties, accusing President Erdogan and the AKP of seeking to tighten his grip on the media ahead of the November 1st election. Pro-Kurdish HDP party leader Selahattin Demirtas warned Turkey's becoming a mafia-like state. But the AKP insists the judiciary is independent and the raid on the TV station was part of a court order seizing control of İpek Kosa conglomerate, the company's accused of being linked to the Islamic cleric Fethullah Gülen. Prosecutors accuse Gülen of running a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
An unusual coalition of Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Congress voted to approve a U.S. export-import bank. That bank has been targeted for extinction by Republican conservatives. The bank sells a kind of insurance that protects U.S. exporters in case a foreign customer cannot pay. That helps companies manage the risk of foreign sales. It provides some financing and expertise. The Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives is poised to endorse Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as the chamber's new speaker. The full House is expected to elect the speaker probably on Thursday. Dennis Hastert, once one of the most powerful U.S. political figures, pleaded guilty Wednesday in a $3.5 million hush money case. Hastert faces imprisonment. The case stems from allegations of past sexual misconduct. Law enforcement officials have told U.S. media outlets that Hastert was making large payments to hide sexual misconduct against a boy that occurred when Hastert was a high school teacher and wrestling coach in the 1960s and 70s. Germany's interior minister has sharply criticized Austria for sending migrants and refugees to its border without prior notice and under the cover of night. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, Thomas de Maizière said Austria's handling of the refugees is out of order. He said the number of migrants entering Germany has risen significantly in recent days. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is urging the international community to set up a special regime to protect his people. In an address before the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva Wednesday, Abbas accused Israel of carrying out extrajudicial killings of Palestinian civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accuses Abbas of inciting tension and spreading lies about Israel and its policies. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.